And welcome to episode 3 of Books and Cake, the podcast. My guest today is my brother, my older brother, Sean McAngus. Some of you may know him from the blog Scottish Football Base. So, Sean?
Hello, thanks for inviting me on the podcast. We have some chocolate cake from the Cornerstone in Macduff.
I'm trying to bake all of the cakes, but this was slightly last minute, so
sadly she couldn't make the effort, but I will forgive her.
It's still a good cake, so if you hear any rustling, it's because, well, half of Sean's cake is away already.
Yeah, it's been really good.
Oh well, I've still got mine, so hopefully I get to eat some of it. But okay, so Sean, what is your favourite book?
I'm not really a book reader, but my favourite book is bound to be Lord of Flies.
Lord of Flies?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it was one of those books, it was action-packed, had plenty of things happening, and I enjoyed reading it, so.
It's got loads of, like, analysis and bits and bobs for it. Because we both did it for English, didn't
we? Yeah, we both, like, stuff about the conch represent and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a really interesting book. It was the only book in the entire of time that I did English at school that I actually fully read.
I have to admit, I probably did not read all of that book. I think I read chapter 1 and then skipped a few chapters, but what I would do is when we were discussing a chapter, I would read that chapter in school.
Yeah.
That wasn't my... I'm not good at reading a book if someone tells me I have to read that book.
Yeah.
I like to choose it in my reading content. But each week has the book of the week. This week's genre is graphic novels. So I don't really read a lot of graphic novels. But the ones that I have and I really enjoyed is Scott Pilgrim. So I've watched the film. The film was directed by Edgar Wright. It's pretty good. My family, on the other hand, do not like it that much.
Think it's crap, basically.
Well, I like it. It's quite cool, like, the way they've managed to adapt a graphic novel into a film and still have the feel of a graphic novel. So, the first book in the Scott Pilgrim graphic novel series, because there's 6 books in it, is Scott Pilgrim's Precious Little Life. So, we're going to discuss this book. I've kindly asked my brother to read it. So
probably the first book I've read in ages.
Yes. So, first of all, thoughts in general.
I thought it was an alright book. It's not the kind of book I would normally read because of graphic novel and stuff, but I thought there were certain bits that I liked. There were some funny bits. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but I know someone who's just like Scott Pilgrim when it comes to going out with someone younger. That's all I'm gonna say.
I've read probably 4 out of the 6 graphic novels, and as you get through the novel, like the different books, I think it gets better. Because there's always little bits at the front and little bits at the end, kind of either making little like extra funny bits. Or I like the it's written by Brian Lee O'Malley. I hope I'm saying that right. Probably not, but he's got quite a funny what do you call it? My brain's gone blank.
Writing style.
No, the way he like describes himself. So it's like he plays some guitar, keyboards, but is pretty bad at bass, like just going straight, being very straight spoken about himself. And I really like the artwork. I think the artwork.
Yeah,
cool.
I thought the artwork was good, but storyline wise, I just
So, just to go over, Scott Pilgrim is about this 23-year-old guy who's in a band, and he ends up starting dating a high school girl, and then all of a sudden he meets a girl who works for Amazon, and called
Amazon.
Ramona Flowers, and ends up starting to crush on her quite a lot.
Yeah.
And then he finds out that he's going to be able to date her, he has to defeat her seven evil exes. If you're not really into graphic novels, I'd really, really recommend the film, because it goes over, like, the story of the storyline of the film is all six of the graphic novels together.
Yeah, and this is based in Canada, in Toronto.
Which you find out as it's canada.ca. So,
boom, boom.
Okay, so favorite character?
I would say Knives, his high school girlfriend, because she's really innocent and, like, naive.
I like when she goes and listens to the band for the first time, and she just kind of, like, the transition of her listening to the band and then slowly becoming really, really obsessed. I think that's really funny.
Yeah, I think also, you know, when he's like, oh, you need to make sure you're behaving.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I don't think she understands humour.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a bit boring, I would say.
I'd say plain rather than boring.
I'd argue she's just a bore, because she just can't take a laugh. But
then she's quite young compared to her.
She's 17, he's 23. 23, same thing. That shows how much I read of it. Scott Pilgrim is a bit of a...
I think he's immature.
Yeah. But I just think he's just going out with her for the sake of it. It's not a real relationship.
But what you find out is that he's been in a relationship a year ago, but they broke up.
Yeah.
I don't exactly remember who it is, but I think you meet the ex in later...
Yeah.
Novel.
So we'll move on to favourite scene. Lauren, what is your favourite scene of the whole book?
I'll say two, because I'm...
Yeah, okay. What is the first one?
First one is... Okay, I like the bit where... Well, Scott finds out that Ramona Flowers works at Amazon, and then does the, hey, Amazon.ca, that's online bookstore or whatever, and then, what's the website for that? And then he's just like, Wallace, the roommate, just thinks it's quite funny. And then he orders the CDs and then straight away waits for them.
Yeah.
I just think, like, the way it's, like, set out and everything is quite funny.
Yeah.
And then my second favourite one is, if I can find it, I think it's quite funny when the first evil ex, like, drops in, and then he's like, oh, have you not read my email? And he's like, oh, I skimmed it. Which kind of makes the ex of it.
Was that Daniel?
I don't even remember what his name is. Matthew Patel. That was the first evil ex.
Yeah, but the next one's called...
I don't remember what the next one's
called. But, okay, let's move on.
Wait, what's your favourite scene?
So my favourite scene is when he's telling his pal about how he met this girl. And it was, he met her on a bus when he was with his mum. which it's sounds like, so embarrassing.
It's like a very short bit.
And cringy. But I would say that is my favourite scene of the whole book. Then we have... we have favourite line. I would say my favourite line, linking back to when we discussed about knives, it was when Scott Pilgrim said to her, "Be good." I just found that a bit petty and just funny.
I thought it was quite funny when, well, my favourite kind of line is when Ramona Flowers is like, "Oh, what kind of tea do you want?" And then goes through all the selection of teas, and there's probably about possibly 15 or 20 types of tea.
Yeah.
And some of them have really ridiculous names.
Yes.
And I keep going back to this film, but in the film it's quite funny when she's reading through the names because you don't think it's going to stop.
Yeah. Okay. What do you rate this book out of 5 stars? Wait a sec. Drum roll.
I think because it's a starter novel.
Yeah.
And because it's in a series, it's like just to set it up.
Yeah.
I do think they get better, like each novel, and once you get into it, it's really, really good. I would say a 4 out of 5 star.
Yeah. Why not a 5?
Because there's certain bits that are a bit, not random, but...
Which bits?
I don't know.
Give an example.
I'm not sure. I just think there's certain bits that could have been explained slightly more.
Yeah.
Like, when she just like... Wait, what's the bit? When he's dreaming and then all of a sudden she goes to his door, like...
Yeah, stuff like that. It's just
yeah, and then she's like, "Oh, the subspace highways," and then explains what it is, but then you're like, okay, it's a subspace highway, so this is supposed to be fantasy?
Okay.
So, but it's like that, but I do think it gets better.
Yeah.
And I think my favourite ex is the one that Chris Evans plays in the film. Don't remember his name, but he's an extra in films.
Yeah.
And he has multiple body doubles and they all gang up on Scott Pilgrim. I think that may be the 2nd or 3rd volume.
Yeah.
But it like improves.
So a 4 out of 5.
And you?
Okay, I would rate it a 2 out of 5.
Why is that?
Because it didn't really capture anything for me. I didn't really rate it as a novel. It doesn't help that I'm not into kind of graphic novels. And it wasn't really one that I would pick up and read. And I know that I'm not a book reader, but it's not. It was just, at times it was a bit confusing, and then it just didn't really. I wouldn't pay whatever you paid for whatever.
I got in a pack, so I got all of the.
Yeah, it says on the back of the book that it's £7.99. I don't think it's worth that. I think it's maybe worth £2.
£2. Well, yeah. I got it in a series, so I got all the books in one.
Yeah, it says on the back, this book is a hoot, a wild, mad ride that left me wanting more. Ain't it cool news? That's from them. My quote would say, the book was all right. Didn't really give me a hoot.
Mm.
Wasn't really wild, but it's not. He's not. The writer, Brian, is not trying to target me as his audience, so...
Mm.
So, I will give it a 2 out of 5.
If you don't know about my blog, this is a extra part. This is a just an extra bit of my blog. So the blog's called Books and Cake, and there's a link in the little description where you can click and have a little scroll through.
Yeah.
So I do some lifestyle blogs, some are travel, some are film or book reviews, and some are a bit random altogether. So this is the third, is it the third one? Get myself confused. So this is the third out of 8 podcasts, which is the first series of Books and Cake, the podcast. Very original name, I know. So basically, we review a book every week, which is the book of the week, which is a different genre. This week's genre is graphic novels. Coming up are fantasy. I think we've got contemporary coming up. And I think we've got a YA novel as well, which is young adult for any of those listeners who don't know all the book readers lingo.
So how long have you been doing this blog for?
It will be three years. By the time this goes up, it'll be 3 years, definitely.
So what are you wanting to use this blog as a platform to gain further opportunities, like career-wise? Or is it just like a hobby on the side, just to...
This is a total hobby just now. Because Well, when this gets released, I'll be on my summer holidays.
Yeah.
Which will be great.
So no March.
No March.
No March, like all the sad YouTubers.
No, like my lovely friend Chloe, the logo for this podcast, I don't know if I've got it on my blog yet, but for the podcast, the logo has been designed by Chloe, and I messaged her saying, oh, can you do a stack of books with Kate? Because I'm rubbish with art. I have no patience for drawing.
Yeah.
But she's really good at doing all the drawing bits. So she came in with like 3 possible designs at school. I don't have an office or anything. Went to school and she was like, okay, here's 3 designs. Here's 3 colour schemes. What do you want?
Yeah.
And that is how the logo got created. But I really want to make like... Either I wanted to make like t-shirts and pin badges, and I was like, I have no money to make these, so I might do pin badges.
So Lauren will not be spamming you with Leipster merch yet.
No.
Maybe in the far future.
You can find me on Twitter.
Yeah.
At twitter.com/booksandcake.
Yeah.
I post, I tweet quite a bit. I like my GIFs. So if you like GIFs and some random tweets, then go there. Also, I'll be doing updates on podcasts and other blog posts that are coming up in the future. And there may be some sneak peeks on extra bits and bobs that are in the pipeline. Other than that, you can find me on Instagram. Also, Books and Cake. I like my photography, so... You want to see some pretty pictures? Some are of food. Most of the pictures are food, I have to say. But
if you don't know, my sister loves food.
I do love food. I like food photography as well. So a lot of my Instagram is filled with food. I have no aesthetic, but you'll enjoy the pictures all the same. Now to finish up the podcast. Each podcast we have a fact of the week, something to do with either the type of books or just anything that we're talking about in general. So this week's fact is, did you know that the first ever graphic novel was published in 1978? And it was it was the first real graphic novel that most historians agree on, was by Will Eisner, which is called A Contract with God. Now, I don't know if it's weird or not, but that's what Google tells me. So, if you're interested in getting your own copy of Scott Pilgrim, there'll be a link in the description for Amazon or Goodreads or whatever link's down there. Sean is just waving his hands at me. If you would like to follow Sean on Twitter,
I'll do it. So I'll fire away my plugs. You can check out my Highland League football blog. It's basically about what I said. It's called Scottish Football Base. It's Sean McCangus, football.wordpress.com. If that's not right, just type in Scottish Football Base into Google. Also, I've got my personal blog where you can see more of my journalistic things, because currently I would be finished my HND practical journalism, so hopefully I'll be getting a job in the industry. So seanmcangus.wordpress.com for articles with people I've interviewed, just documenting life as a trainee journalist, and just make sure to check me out and subscribe to Lauren's podcast, like her on Facebook, follow her on Twitter, and hope you enjoy this podcast, episode 3
of the Books and Cake podcast series. Whoop whoop. And we will see you next week for a new book, some more cake, and some more fun facts. Bye.
Bye-bye.